Ladies and gentlemen, good morning from Hamburg. This is Willem Wenner speaking, and today it's my pleasure to present you our results for the first 9 months of financial year 2016. And I'm together here with my colleague Olaf Borkers and Patrick Kiss, our head of IR. Usually we start with the operations. I want to do so today also on slide 2. And while in the first half year, the like-for-like turnover of our tenants saw a slight decrease, the extremely good weather conditions in the third quarter, especially the record warm and sunny September, led to lower frequencies and untypically slow sales in these months. This was visible mainly in the fashion and textile segment, and as a result, the first 9 months of 2016 saw a like-for-like turnover of our tenants in the German centers of -1.7%. In the first 9 months of 2015, the comparable figure was -0.2%. Fashion textile, our most important retailer group, came out with a -2.4%, whereas in the first 6 months of this year, such turnover were still stable on the level of the previous year's period. To get the full picture, the number for the first 9 months of 2015 of that segment was -1.6%. Shoes and leather showed weak numbers with -4.4% compared to -2.4% in the previous year. And the lower traffic had also its impact on general retail and electronics, which decreased by 2%, respectively 0.4% in the first 9 months. On the contrary, the tenants of our three centers abroad in Austria, Hungary and Poland showed again a continued positive trend and grew by 1.1% on average. The total tenant sales on a like-for-like basis for the Deutsche Eurostock Group thereby went down in total by 1.4%. Looking at the total sales, we saw an increase of 0.7% abroad and a decrease of 1.1% in Germany, which sums up to a total decrease of 0.8% for the portfolio. In line with the sales development, we saw a slight higher rent-to-sales ratio of 9.3% after 9.1% at year-end 2015. Again, these figures resulted mainly from the very special weather conditions we had in the third quarter. As mentioned before, especially in September, we had unusual high temperatures, and that after a relatively bad and cold summer. Traditionally, September is very important for the sell-off of the autumn collection and the starting sales for the winter collection for fashion and shoes. Therefore, these effects, low frequency and turnovers, were not specific to our centers only, but also affected, to our knowledge, more parts of the textile and retail industry. So we as Deutsche Eurostock and, of course, the fashion segment, hopes for more normalized weather conditions in Q4, and at least in Germany, we had the first snow last week, and currently it continues to be rather cold, so that should support better fashion and shoe sales going forward. We now look forward to the end countdown and the holiday shopping season and hope to see some speed up in Q4. Besides these influences from the peculiar weather conditions, the industry continues to see some brands in the textile segment going through restructuring, e.g. lastly, thin letters. We see other retailers that extend the revision of their shop portfolios, e.g. Tom Taylor announced that for its brand Bonita, especially Bonita Men, and we continue to evaluate such developments for our shopping center portfolio. Let's come to the financials on page 3, and we start, as usual, with the profit and loss. Looking at our results after 9 months, they look as expected. Revenues went up by 0.8%. This is an orderly number in the light of very low inflation. And this number also includes some one-off-like compensations from tenants that are normal for our business, but seem to be a little bit higher this year. Property operating and management cost increased according to plan by 1.1 million, mainly due to higher running maintenance costs. As a result, NOI remained nearly unchanged with a plus of 0.1%. While the other operating income remained pretty much on the level of the 9 months of the last year, our corporate costs were 0.3 million lower, mainly due to the extraordinary personal cost items that we occurred in the first 9 months of 2015. On the other hand, some more advisory costs, we saw them. They were a little higher resulting from the acquisition of the Zafac Center. And as a result, EBIT increased to 131.5 million euro, which corresponds to a plus of 0.3%. Net finance cost of now 36.6 million euro were slightly lower. The main reason were lower interest costs due to scheduled repayments and, to a larger extent, from favorable follow-up financings. The interest expenses came down by 2.1 million. On the other side, the profit and loss attributed to limited partners went up by 0.5 million, and the equity result was 1 million lower. However, such an equity result was influenced by two extraordinary items. On the one hand, we had comparably higher investment costs of 2.1 million euro, mainly resulting from the investment costs in the Phoenix Center that we have reported on earlier this year. And on the other hand, we had an extraordinary income of 0.5 million euro resulting from the refinancing of our Hungarian property. The valuation results for our consolidated shopping centers consists of the investment cost of 4.8 million, and this number is 2 million higher than in the first 9 months of 2015. Also here, as a kind reminder, these investment costs vary year by year and over the course of the year, depending on the realization status for the ongoing refurbishments, improvements, or alterations. But generally speaking, these investment costs are in line with our planning for this year. Due to this valuation result, EBT was down by 1.1% or 0.9 million, now standing at 90.1 million. And with taxes of 17.9 million, which are 0.4 million lower compared to the first 9 months of 2015, consolidated profit decreased accordingly by 1.9% to now 72.2 million euro. Adjusting these figures for the valuation results show a nice increase of the EBT of 3.4% to now 97.1 million euro. For our key figures that you will find on page 4, that means the following. FFO per share increased by 3.7% to 1.74 euro in the first 9 months after 1.68 euro before. Earnings per share decreased from 1.37 euro to 1.34 euro, that is minus 2.2%. However, on an EPRA basis, the undiluted EPS increased from 1.41 to 1.44 euro, a plus of 2.1%. You'll find the detailed calculation of the FFO and the EPS on slides 5 and 6. Let's come to the balance sheet on page 7. There you see our balance sheet looks as strong and as conservative as you know it. Total equity, including minorities, went down by 6.4 million or 0.3%. Financial liabilities decreased by 0.7% or 10 million. Total assets decreased by 4.6 million euro, and the equity ratio is nearly unchanged at a strong 53.4%. The LTV improved further to now 35.3%. Non-current assets increased slightly, which is mainly due to the Karstadt property adjacent to our Rathaus Center, which we acquired April 1st this year. Current assets decreased slightly by 8.6 million euro. Let's come to the loan structure, which we have outlined on slide 8. The current average interest rate of our 1.4 billion consolidated financial debt is now at 3.68%, while the loans have an interest duration of around 5.3 years. The loans becoming due this year are close to be extended, and we receive good indications at the current low interest rate levels. On page 9, you will find, as usual, a more detailed breakup of the maturities of our loan portfolio. You will see that we still have a very good potential to decrease our interest costs in the next years. As of today, we still consider that interest rates in general will remain low, even though the rates came up slightly in the last month, coming from extremely record low levels. At the bottom of the page, you will find for your information also the numbers for the loan of our freshly acquired Zapark Center, although it only became part of our portfolio with effect of 1st of October 2016. You'll later get some more information on this acquisition. Let's now come to the bridges, starting on page 10. For the first 9 months of 2016, revenues saw an increase of 1.2 million euro, or 0.8%, from 151 to 152.3 million euro. This effect is due to regular leasing activities, a little indexation of the base rent, of the leasing contracts and some extraordinary items like compensations from tenants which left the center before the contractual maturity of their respective lease agreements, as I have elaborated before. Let's come to the financial results on page 11. Total interest costs were 2.1 million lower than in the last year's period. Here, the refinancing of the loans for our center in Gdansk, Poland, mainly contributed to that improvement. Some lower interest payments resulting from regular repayments of our loan portfolio had also a positive impact. As part of the financial result, the at-equity result decreased to now 50 million compared to 16 million a year in the prior year. While the operational numbers developed positively, comparatively higher investment costs incurred in connection with our shopping centers, which are part of the at-equity result, led to that effect. Such costs were 2.1 million higher than in the first 9 months of 2015 and related mainly to our investment in the Phoenix Center in Hamburg. Finally, the minority profit share was 0.5 million higher, and as a result, the total net finance costs came out 0.6 million lower than in the first 9 months of 2015, summing up now to 36.6 million euro. Let's now proceed to the EBT bridge on the next page. You'll see that EBT moved down by 0.9 million euro to 90.1 million. Valuation contributed minus 4.1 million to that change, and the remainder resulted from an increase in the operating profit of 3.2 million euro, that is a plus of 3.4%. Last but not least, you'll find the profit bridge on page 13. Profit after tax decreased by 1.4 million to 72.2 million euro. Here again, following the same explanation, valuation contributed minus 3.1 million after tax to the change, and 1.7 million or 2.2% plus came from the increase of the operating profit. These were our bridges for the first 9 months of 2016. And on slide 14, we've prepared some information on the acquisition of the SAPAC Center in Neuenkirchen, where we bought a 50% participation from BAT Custodian Pension Fund, that is British American Tobacco, effective from 1st October 2016. Major co-owners in that property are members of the Otto family, and the net purchase price of the SPV, that is for 50%, the price was 79 million euro, and we paid that out of our acquisition credit line. We'll refinance the acquisition with long-term debt in due course, and the expected rent for the year 2017 for the whole center amounts to 12.8 million euro. This represents an NOI yield of 5%, and the existing financing for the SAPAC center still bears some historical interest rates that are, compared to today's level, substantially higher. That is approximately 4.3% until 2021. The agreed purchase price accounts for such effect. However, as the loans are to be refinanced only later, the effect on the FFO shall be interpreted having that in mind. As the acquisition was executed just recently, there is no major influence on the guidance for this year. But talking about guidance, please follow me to page 15. All our major figures are so far in line so that we confirm our guidance for 2016. We calculate with revenues of around 200 to 204 million and EBIT between 175 and 179 million euro and an operating profit before tax and without valuation of 127 to 130 million euro. For the FFO per share, we expect to be in the range of 2.26 and 2.30 euro, and this result should enable us to earn and propose a dividend of your 1.40 euro per share for 2016. After the acquisition of the SAPAC Center, another at-equity participation in our portfolio, we have revised our guidance for 2017, where we calculate with an unchanged turnover of 201 to 205 million euro, as well as with an unchanged EBIT between 175 and 179 million euro. On the EBT level, we now calculate with a range of 133 to 136 million euro, coming from 131 to 134. And FFO was planned with 2.34 to 2.38 euro, and now should be between 2.38 euro and 2.42 euro. Let's now come shortly to the investment market, which remains, from our point of view, and in the regions we are, rather hot. We expect this to continue for the time being. Especially in Germany, there seems to be a continued overdemand in many real estate market segments, and this seems also to be true in the shopping center area. Anyway, there are a few centers in the market. We continue to look opportunistically on the supply and stay focused in line with our investment strategy. We're still participating in the sales process for a shopping center in Central Eastern Europe, and we'll see how far we get there. So far my presentation. Thanks for listening. I'm happy to take your questions now.
The first question comes from the line of Georg Kanders of Bankhaus Lampe. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning to Hamburg. I have one question regarding the maintenance cost. Last year we had also a peak in Q3. Can we expect this maintenance or property, which are a significant part of the property operating cost, to come down in the fourth quarter? And are there any specific maintenance operations?
No, these maintenance costs are usually, and they're divided over, if you take that sum and divide it by 20 centers roughly, these are rather small amounts, and they occur really more or less stochastically over the year. So it's really not easy to determine in which quarter they will come. We run those centers according to a budget, but not as precise to see whether it's in the first, second, or third or fourth quarter. But of course, we control the budget. So, and this is included in our guidance. So I wouldn't derive any extra intelligence that two times in a row the third quarter was a little higher.
Okay. And then the last question regarding this sale of the shopping center in Central Eastern Europe. Do you expect this to be decided by year end?
I can't tell. We're just participating in the sales process, and we'll have to see when and how far we get there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
The next question comes from the line of Kai Klose of Berenberg. Please go ahead.
Yes, good morning. I've got a quick question on page 2 of the presentation. Could you maybe indicate a bit more which center performed better and which performed worse compared to the average, numbers you have shown here? And the second question, when it comes to potential expansions of your tenants, which sector or which province you currently see being in the expansion mode and which are not? Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at frequency, because frequency drive turnover, there's also rather red numbers, as we have said. So there you only can detect some extra effects again on what we unfortunately continue to see, for example, in Dresden, the numbers are lower, still concerning or resulting also from Pegida and things like that. So it's not that somebody is really having his head very high up or one has very low, has his head very low. So it's really a rather a level question that all centers came down a little lower.
Okay.
So there's no center with a special headache, and there's no special star here.
I mean, a follow-up question on Dresden. There was some news that Zara moved out into the competitor, the mall of the competitor next door. Has the space already been relet, or is there, what are your plans there?
No, we of course have ideas, and to be honest, of course we would have loved to keep Zara, but the problem was that the success of our Dresden center is too big. We couldn't offer them more space, so they wanted to grow. And they had the opportunity, and I'm sure they got very beneficial conditions right along the street or a little down the street. We couldn't keep them for size reasons. So we work on special ideas on that, and but can't report anything now. But we'll
so
sure that, of course, we'll release that space.
Thank you.
Next question.
Excuse me. You had a second half of the question. Can you repeat that, please?
The sectors which are extending was the question.
Okay, sorry. What we still see is that on the sport, people are expanding. Health and services is expanding more. Electronics is more or less stable. We had some reductions in the past, and we have talked about it. But at the moment, we don't see too many more questions to give up space there. So this is more or less where we see the centers that increase the space or ask for more space at the moment. Textile is rather flat at the moment. So with the developments in the textile segment, we don't see too much extra demand for that spaces. I hope that answered the question.
Next question comes from the line of André Remke of Baader Bank. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, sir. So the first question regarding your guidance. Does the increase for next year purely reflect the acquisition, or does this also reflect any other adjustments regarding your assumption for the remaining portfolio or from refinancing?
Yeah, it's the guidance for the full portfolio.
No, the question was, does the increase for next year by 2 million only reflect the new acquisition?
No. We did our new planning, we did our, looked at the assumptions, we made our plan, and this is the new guidance. And of course, in the last two key figures, the EBT before valuation and the FFO, here the Sarpac Center kicks in. But the isolated effect from Sarpac is a little higher than what you see here, if this is a question.
Yeah, yeah. And would you share your mind or give us at least an indication where you see higher costs or where that the full effect that will not translate into the new guidance?
I mean, we have a small but still visible range and for our guidances. So, and then the question, looking more than 1 year ahead with all the developments in the retail market, how much you think you are probably in the middle of the guidance or the lower end in the one or the other key figure. So we said we'll take almost the full effect for Sarpac Center, but not the full effect. But still, I think it reflects a good judgment for 2017. So, I mean, we talk half a million or million amounts up and down here with a company with 200 million, more than 200 million turnover. So I think I stated that before. We tried to be very precise, but we also were a little more cautious looking 2017 with the developments we have seen so far, a little lower frequencies, turnovers. So we're still confident that this is a good guidance, but we also stayed a bit conservative as in the past.
Okay, perfect. Then a second question on potential refinancing. In the last call, Mr. Borkos, you mentioned 10-year terms of below 1% in Germany and around 1.3% in, I think, Eastern Europe. After the rise in rates recently, can you provide us here with an update and especially when it comes to the Sarpac refinancing? So refinance for Sarpac Center, maybe any kind of indication on the additional volume, on timing, on potential cost of debt here would be helpful.
Mr. I can do so. Your figures which you named were right. Meanwhile, we have new indications for the Galeria Baltica debt financing. That's 80 million euros. The current indication is 1.8% and for 10 years period, so it has gone up roughly 50 basis points at the 10 years mid swap, and that's the same level which we have seen 6 months ago, so in May 2016, and it is still 30 basis points below the indication before 12 months, so we are not nervous about that. And for a new financing that is in total between 80 to 130 million euros, 80 million euros to refinance on a long-term basis the Sapag acquisition. The current indication is 1.6% for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
We saw the nervosity regarding increasing interest rates, but as already elaborated in past, we will refinance a lot of loans in the last years, as you can see on slide 9, which have an average interest rate of roughly 4.6-4.7%, and so we are still on a very cheap level regarding to that. The 10 years mid swap is today at 0.7%, and assuming that we will pay the same margin, we have assumptions for the new interest rate following 2018 and 19 of 3%. So it is still a very conservative assumption. And to fulfill that, the 10 years mid swap would have to increase from 0.7 today to 2.00%. That's really a lot.
Mm, yeah. So in general, you did not change your mind that potentially, at least for partial of the portfolio, the debt portfolio, you ask for early refinancing.
No, we haven't changed that. And Conte, what you see also in the figures or in the quarterly report, you will see that we have done one early refinancing for our Arcad pitch, but that was initiated by the banks, by a bank which wanted to get rid of and which does not exist anymore. And they paid us 1 million euro back. So our portion is 500,000 euros, which you can see in our P&L. But generally speaking, no, there is no intention from us to pay penalties to the banks. We will start the refinancing discussions for the Altmarkt Galerie Dresden. That is 72 million euros maturing in 2018, and negotiations for that will start beginning of next year. So we are starting very, very early with our negotiations, but repayment would then take place after the maturity of the interest period.
Okay, perfect.
What you potentially as additional can have in your mind always is we are now in 9 centers co-owners of those shopping centers, and there are also the other side that you need to be asked and agreed on the strategy. We'll, of course, ask them or speak to them, but it's with many centers that we cannot decide freely or any time we want to refinance. But we are still in good talks with them. If we think it makes sense, we'll approach them.
Mm-hmm. And one follow-up question on the Sapag financing. You mentioned 35 million is the existing debt. Will you also address this? As you mentioned, new financing for the center could be 80 to 130 million.
No, I mean, the existing financing on the property level is rather low, and the acquisition price that we have incurred here with Deutsche Euroshop, we paid with our credit line, and we'll do this long term. So we did not do a capital increase, as you have seen. So we don't want to have that refinance with short term money, but with long term money. And for that portion, we look for a loan.
Yeah, okay, perfect. Very last question regarding the portfolio valuation. I know it's probably too early, but what are your expectations regarding this year-end valuation? Any view you can already share with us?
We don't estimate the changes, but, I mean, shopping centers have become more expensive, and so the direction should be clear, but the magnitude we can't tell. We'll wait for our valuators to finish, and then we'll let you know.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. That's from us.
Next question comes from the line of Anna Pen of Kempen & Co. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for your presentation. Two questions from my side. One question is related to the convertible bond. I am wondering what is your plan over there? And the second question is maybe you can make a comment on the transaction market. Have we seen any significant yield shift and to what extent the yield has shifted year to date? Thank you.
Perhaps I can ask regarding the question of the convertible. Our plan of the convertible is that it will be converted into shares. The conversion price is 29.60, and with the today's share price, we estimate that bondholders will convert into own shares.
Okay, clear. Thanks.
Yeah, with the transaction market, I mean, it's not such a transparent market. I would love to read it on the screen where the prices are. But I think if you follow up with the agents, they announced that probably the yield shift is between 10 and 20 basis points this year. So this is a third-party source now. And as I don't have the full overview of the market, I can't judge on that. But I think it's a pretty good picture.
Right, great. And just to follow up on the convertible, do you expect it to be converted in 2017 fully?
Yes, it has to be converted latest in on the 17th of November 2017. I thought it was the 12th November 2017. And talking to investors, they indicated that the conversion will be done at the latest stage, the latest day.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Also talking regarding to that, we were addressed by banks to repay the convertible at an earlier stage and perhaps to repay it by cash. But we always denied with banks, and that is what we also have seen for other companies who did so. It is very, very expensive to repay a convertible at an earlier stage just to avoid dilution. The indication for our convertible would have been a cash payment of 136 million euro. And you know, the issuing amount just was 100 million euros. And so we believe, still believe, that's too much money to repay a convertible loan and to avoid the dilution.
Okay, that's very clear. Thank you very much.
Next question comes from the line of Manuel Martin of Otto Seidler. Please go ahead.
Yes, hello, gentlemen. One question, follow-up question regarding page 2 in your presentation. You said that the centers abroad had a better retail turnover than the centers in Germany. Was there any particular reason behind that? Maybe better weather or worse weather?
Yeah, we didn't follow up on all the weather in all those countries, but what you see is this was true, the development also, not probably for every quarter, but there's a trend that consumption is growing a little faster in those economies, which still on their, let's say, consumption curve are not as saturated as probably stable Germany, so consumption is growing a little faster there, and also people tend to go out a little more often than they do here, so frequency look also a little better. So I think it really comes from a stage that these economies are already very good developed, but they are not as developed as the saturated markets like Germany.
Okay, thank you.
As a reminder, ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press the star followed by the one on your telephone.
Okay. Seems to be no more questions. We thank you from cold Hamburg. And, yeah, wish you good rest of the week. Bye.